This is one of those where Scott City really started off well but could not close out the ball game here tonight against an improving Colby Eagle squad. The Beavers jumped out 9-0 in the first 2 minutes of the ball game and hit their first five shots from the floor there, and they were running the floor quite well there and led it 9-0, led by as many as 10 in that first quarter, led by as many as 11 in the second quarter, but it was Colby getting the final points in each quarter. And they would score the final basket of the first quarter to pull to within eight. They would score the final 4 points of the second quarter to get to within four at the break. They would get it to within, or it was six at the break, 35-29. They get to three early third quarter. And a three-pointer right at the end of the third quarter by Colby pulled them back to within one after they had had a 41-40 lead. It was 45-44 Scott City heading into the fourth quarter, but then the Eagles would take the lead back with 2:57 to go, 54-53, would not surrender that lead as Colby hit their threes here in this second half. And would end up winning it here tonight, 66-60. But a game that Scott City just could not catch some points there underneath when they needed them the most down underneath. They had some good looks, just maybe too many costly turnovers in some key situation tonight for the Beavers as they fall 66-60 in a game where they dropped for the second straight time and now at 500 here after they started out 6-0 on the year. They're now 1-4 in conference. Colby is now 2-3 in the conference and 11-7 overall. But a lot of good things happened tonight for Scott City. Just weren't able to finish it here. Xavier Knoll had a career high. He had a really good game tonight. 19 points. He had 13 in that first half. Jackson Rumford, 14. Eloy Ruel has had another nice game with 13 points tonight. He sank about three threes here tonight. And that was a double-figure scoring for Colby, for Scott City. For Colby, it was Jordan Jones. He had a 24-point game after 26 points against Dodge City on Friday night. And then they had Grant Stevens, who was scoreless against Scott City the first time. He had 10 points. Braden Foss had 12. And Max Kersenbrock, he had 10 points really at the end of the third quarter and all the fourth quarter as Colby steals one from Scott City after the Beavers led for most of the night. And this is not going to be an easy stretch to close out the season. If anything else, it gets you ready for the postseason with two big games at home with Hugoton on Thursday night and Goodland next Tuesday night.